Welcome to the Find at Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. Happy weekend to you. My name's Justin Mecha. And you know what, friends? According to the calendar, we're halfway through 2022. What in the world, right? Summer is upon us. The solstice just happened a little bit ago, and we've crossed the halfway mark. And wow, what a wild ride. Now, we've enjoyed this show tremendously this year. We've had a lot of conversation around what's new and developing in the Flathead and new innovative approaches to real estate. However, I wanted to take a moment and I wanted to bring a good friend and a very well-respected realtor to the studio this weekend to talk about the halfway mark in real estate. And without further ado, I want to welcome Austin Baumgarten with the Hidden Homes team with Keller Williams Realty. Austin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Justin. Thanks for having me, man.
I want to thank our great sponsors for allowing the show to continue. Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. Austin, halfway through the year, man. Can you believe it?
You know, actually, one of my favorite days of the year is the summer solstice.
Yeah.
I call myself the sunshine kid. And so it always makes me just bright and full of life.
Full of life. You know, it is a good day. And especially up here in the Northwest, where that day is really, really long.
Yes.
Or the sunshine is, at least, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So, and you're an outdoors guy. I know you for getting out in nature as often as you can and taking the family and doing your thing on top of mountaintops and such. And I believe you've allowed a little bit of outdoors to inspire your branding in real estate with the birds. I think that's cool. Clever.
Yeah.
For like the three people listening who don't know who you are, which is, again, very few and far between, Austin has the Hidden Homes team with Keller Williams, and you've got that very clever branding with the birds and the little house, and I think it's super cool. So all you got to do is just go to your favorite search engine and search Hidden Homes Team Montana, and you're going to find you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got a YouTube channel. You've got your Facebook page. You've got a podcast. And we had you on the show a few months ago when you launched that podcast, and I was quite honored to kind of be the first guest.
Well, I was honored to have you.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't have a better person to help represent.
That was cool. However, that's not why we're here this weekend. I wanted to bring in, you're well-respected in our community. You're a great producer in real estate. You're very busy. You've actually formed and continued to grow your team. In fact, last I spoke to you, you've expanded by another member. You have another team member now, right?
Yeah, we do. Ryan Norse was number one, mm-hmm. and then we had Holly Naldred, and then we also now have Ty Nordmark, who just joined our team.
Excellent.
So we're kind of a four-headed behemoth in some ways. Well, we like to think so, but sometimes it's just a lot of fun.
I think the behemoth is Ryan's category, and we'll have to have him on the show sometime to talk about that part.
There we go.
All great people, though. I know all of your team members. They're fantastic individuals. They bring, I can imagine, they bring a tremendous level of talent and energy to your team, of which you can certainly appreciate.
Absolutely. They're great people.
They're busy. You do a lot of open houses.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine, being that you do a lot of open houses and that you're at the doorsteps and at the kitchen tables talking with the buyers and the sellers and you're in the market, you probably have a good feel for this market and what it's doing and what it has been doing. Austin, how has this year stacked up against last year? Last year was an anomaly year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Definitely. I mean, I would say that the first half of this year was very similar to last year. So I think a lot of people thought it was going to kind of continue going that way. But as we saw, you know, interest rates being told that they were going to be rising,
yep.
you know, people still were kind of, not to say frantically, but just being more aggressive with home buying, searching, selling,
right.
all that. And then we basically had a really, really gangbusters first of the year from January till, you know, April. And it was still going strong.
Right.
But it really comes down to, like, there's a pivotal date that I noticed, and it was actually April 26th.
Really?
Was the big one, yeah.
Okay. So hold on. Let me recapture this. You're saying much of 2022 started similar to 2021, a little bit gangbusters. It sounds like there was a little bit of a fear motive behind the interest rate. Like, we're going to raise the interest rates. And so the buyers said, well, let's buy now before the rates go up. Because here's the thing, the unfortunate truth about the interest rate going up, your purchase power drops.
Correct.
If you're leveraging a bank to make your purchase power drops the more that interest rate rises. And it actually drops pretty significantly.
Mm-hmm.
Like 1% becomes a lot.
Well,
and we've seen a lot.
Yeah, one of the big things too is that, I mean, people were willing to pay those like those prices are a little bit higher because the interest rates were low.
That's right.
But once that actually happens where, you know, the interest rates go up and the prices are still high, that's when the buyers kind of simmer down a little bit because they don't really want to overpay on both.
Yep, yep.
And that's what I saw. That's the people I was talking to. Those are the lenders I was speaking with as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, you made reference to a specific date, April 26th?
Well, the reason why, and we'll talk about this shortly, but April 26th was the day that I saw things kind of take just a little bit of a pause, or maybe not necessarily a turn.
Okay.
But we did that with the Hidden Homes team, and we actually launched three listings on the same weekend. And we usually would sell them over the weekend pretty darn quickly, right?
Right, right.
And all of a sudden, only one of them went under contract.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was just like, what happened? You know, and we're like, oh, this is a shift. There's the change.
And you got it down to a date.
Well, and I talk about it a lot because it was baffling to me, and it was a little bit of a shock for a minute after the past 2 years of running strong.
That's fascinating. Mm-hmm. Hey, Austin, we have to take a quick break. Is that you want to hang out? I want to talk a little bit more about this particular date.
Absolutely. Okay? Yeah.
This is the Flat at Home Show. We're talking with Austin Baumgarten of Hidden Homes Montana, and we're talking about this shift down to a date. My name is Justin Mecha. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
And we're back. It's the Flat at Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. In the studio with me, good friend of mine, very well-respected realtor, Austin Baumgarten with the Hidden Homes team, Hidden Homes Montana. Hidden Homes Montana LLC. And that's
correct.
Yeah, that's, you just Google search that, you're going to find him and his clever graphics. And I see your signs all over the place, so I know you know a thing or two about this real estate market. For those of you who are just jumping into the show, last segment we were talking about how 2022, and correct me if I'm wrong, Austin, 2022 started similar to 2021. Mm-hmm. And 2021 is an anomaly year, so it's a little bit surprising. Like, how long are we going to run this way? Then they start talking about bringing the interest rates up. And that created a little bit of a fear factor in the buyer. So the buyer was saying, let's buy now before it gets too far away from us. Mm-hmm. And so here is Austin and this team, you know, curtailing these buyers and helping them out, and as well as the whole industry, just helping these buyers out. Then yet what they saw is it was April 26th. You said that you and your team took three listings that weekend, and normally, as protocol would have, especially with your clever marketing, bam, under contract, and you know, at that point you're just managing the transaction for your sellers and getting it to close and things like that. And I know that's a lot of heavy lifting. That's a lot. I'm not downplaying that at all. That's a lot of work. However, that's the advantage of the team, by the way. However, you happen to see something happen that weekend, and you mentioned April 26th. Things really changed, and I think I heard you say you're not the only one that saw this.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that's what's really interesting about this, Justin, is because the 26th happened. We had our usual launch party, basically, of like that 7 days of really marketing, getting open houses going, and having lots of people through. But the big thing is we noticed that there weren't as many people like going on showing time and scheduling showings, and the open house didn't have as much follow through as we're used to.
So it was even in the buyer, like it,
correct.
Like the buyer slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so we had seen this kind of starting to come to fruition. We just didn't know it was going to happen pretty much like on that date or that weekend coming forth. And so anyway, I guess what ends up happening with that is that the market started shifting at that moment. But what we saw is I started talking to other realtors. You know, I like to talk to other mm-hmm. realtors, brokers, like that have listings in our neighborhood. Like, what happened with your house?
Pause there. This is why I say well-respected agent. This is a guy right here, Matt, this guy that we're talking to, this guy, everybody loves this guy. And I mean, the realtor loves this guy as well, because Austin is a team player. Austin is a guy that is in it for the collective. Like, everybody here is going to win because Austin's on board. I love that about you.
Thank you.
Well, and I know we've chatted before, and I know that you've got that restaurant past, and I think that that has helped fuel that spirit. Like, here, I'm here to help everybody. You got into restaurant management, yet you started as the dish boy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dishwasher and delivery driver for McKenzie River Pizza Company.
All worked all the way through, got to where you wanted to be, like the echelon moment in the restaurant, and then you realize there's more for me out there. And yet what I love about that trial by restaurant fire is that that is now infiltrated into your real estate business through your team and through more than just your team, the community. I'm going to say this as a whole for the industry. The industry wins because Austin's on board. Just saying that.
Wow, thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Justin.
Yeah, cool.
I like you too. Man, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Let me go back to that real quick. So talking to those realtors, what ended up happening in that week is that we actually were able to bring some data to our clients who we hadn't sold the houses for within a 7 or 8 day period. Yep. Oh my goodness. Right. And we actually came there and the difference is I'm going to use the east side of Kalispell as the gauge because we had 3 active listings, at the time when we went live on the east side. And then actually 10 days later altogether, we suddenly had 15 active listings.
Wow.
And that was a big shift because we hadn't seen anything like that for the past like 18 months.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it was just like, all right, the market has spoken. The market is telling us right now that there is a shift happening. There might be less buyers or people are getting a little bit fearful. So there might be some houses that are going to sit on the market a little bit longer than just the weekend.
Right.
And, you know, I've learned a lot about this part too, is that that's just basically a deceleration.
That's right.
You know, it's not that we're basically having depreciation.
Right.
It's that we had an accelerated market and it's decelerating.
Yep.
So everyone, you know, I read big stuff. You know, I like try to get my facts straight as much as possible, but they're talking about anywhere from probably about a 3 to 9% appreciation. This is the United States as a whole in the real estate market still this year, which is way different than our anywhere from 18 to 25
or something.
Exactly. They're all over the board.
So 3 to 9 is far more manageable.
It is. Because it's more normalized.
It's more normalized. Historically, the solid number is 4. Like historically, housing prices will rise 4% year over year over year if you zoom out far enough. So 22% is...
It's not sustainable.
Not sustainable. So 3 to 9 is returning to sustainable. You know, it's you have a team member, and I can't wait to have him on the show sometime, Ryan Norris, and he knows this from personal testimony. He knows that when I drive 100 miles an hour and then I slow down to 80, it feels like we're crawling.
Yes, we've done that before. Yeah. I think we were all together on that trip.
We actually were.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, and that's I think that's what I'm hearing is that we've been going 100, and then now we just slowed down to 80.
That's a really good way to put it.
We're still going 80 though.
But it does shock people.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it shocks everyone, right? However, I mean, I'm pretty confident in where we're going to be going this year, except we're going to see things a little bit different.
Yep.
Agents are going to have to work a little bit harder. We're going to have to actually work a little bit harder at selling houses.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just part of the business.
It's going to take a little more time.
A little more creativity.
Yep.
And, you know, making sure we have good communication with our buyers and sellers.
And I think you're in a good spot for that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Austin, we're out of time. However, you've got a big, beautiful team. I want to bring some of those team members to the microphone here. Is that okay?
Absolutely. We'd love that. We'd love to join.
All right, friends. We're going to bring the Hidden Homes team back in time to the Flathead Home Show because they've got a lot of stuff to talk about. My name's Justin Metcha. What a wonderful show, Austin. Hey, happy halfway. Happy solstice.
Right back to you, man.
All right, friends. Be well, be safe, have fun out there. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.